again, and welcome to this week's podcast with the Nintendo Objective. I'm Mike. Sorry about last week. Had some fridge problems, had to take care of that. But the good news is I had some friends over, and we got to eat some Klondike bars before they melted. So that was kind of awesome. Anyway, thanks for joining us again this week. This week we're going to be talking about pre-orders, big claims, new games, poor Wii U sales, and the Wii U future. So let's get started with Mario Kart 8. Went up this past week. They announced a couple bundles that you can get over in, you know, Europe. I'm assuming it's going to be the same here in the States or something similar to it. But they look freaking awesome. I'm really impressed with them. What you get the game, the deluxe Wii U system, a Mario or Luigi hat, depending on which bundle you get, a Mario or Luigi steering wheel, a Mario or Luigi Wii remote, and a Mario or Luigi gamepad skin. Now, it's going for about £299 over there. Roughly translated, if, you know, here in the States, I believe that's right around $450-$500, somewhere around there. That sounds like an awesome deal to me. Hopefully, they'll drop the price even more so here in the States and really entice people to come get their game. And on top of that, over in Europe, they announced that they're going to be promoting Mario Kart 8 for the next year. It's going to be a year-long promotion process. Finally, Nintendo, you are getting it. You are getting it, and it's going to sell now because you're doing this. Well done. VG Charts put up some numbers. Roughly 83,500 units were pre-ordered last week. That's pretty awesome. I know I have my pre-order in. That's an awesome number. And this was before the awesome bundles were announced on Thursday. I expect these numbers to go up even more so over the next month. So we'll see how that goes. These are very good numbers. Why so good? It goes back to marketing and confidence. Marketing, because they're putting their game out there. Just like that year-long promotion. And they're making it loud and proud, and that's where the confidence comes in. They stood behind Donkey Kong Country, and it sold well. Despite what, you know, people expected it to sell, it sold really well, especially the first week, 130,000 copies, roughly. Very good numbers in the first 8 days. Now they're getting behind Mario Kart, and they've been doing crazy promotions. They've been doing awesome promotions, like the live Mario Kart that they put on, an event they put on with, I believe it was Pennzoil. And then they've been promoting the heck out of it, all these journalists. The embargo was released with the demo that they had, a lot of great reviews. Not perfect, which no game is going to be perfect, but they are solid reviews. So now you're building up hype with the online communities, with the people that actually care about hearing this stuff. And you're building cred by putting on these real-life Mario Kart events and throwing Mario Kart arcade games at places like Dave & Buster's. They have a couple of those. You know, each Dave & Buster's now has those. That's really cool. And now they're going to be promoting for a year, and I guarantee with all these other promotions, they're going to reach the quote-unquote casual gamers, the ones that are like, oh, wait, there's a Wii U? What the heck is that? Good job, Nintendo. You're finally getting the message, and you're finally doing something right. And you're going to see that it's going to work out awesomely, and you're going to do it again, and do it again and again and again. At least that's what I'm hoping. Some other big news this week. Ubisoft made some big claims. This was roughly a week and a half ago. It's a little over a week. They made a huge claim about Watch Dogs, saying that it will be bigger than COD and Grand Theft Auto. Now, this is a huge claim. Grand Theft Auto 5 broke records left and right. And I'm even going to say, I never bought a Grand Theft Auto game before 5. It interested me. So what did I do? I went and bought it. I joined the masses. And the COD series, which in case you don't know what I mean when I'm saying COD, just in case, it's the Call of Duty series. It has become a definition of mediocrity. Now, I loved the Modern Warfare games. I'm not a huge fan of all the others. Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, I love. The others, eh. But it's become a first-person shooter of mediocrity. But the sales have skyrocketed still the past 6 or 7 years. When it releases, it's an event. So my initial response to Ubisoft saying this was, really? You guys are getting way too big for your britches here. Then I thought about it. And I think they might actually be right. Let's look at it. They aren't competing with anything on the consoles that Watch Dogs is releasing on. So the Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3. At the time on May 27th. And they've been hyping it up for the past year or so. It was supposed to come out last year, so they've had an extra 4 or 5 months to promote this thing even more. And people with a PS4 and Xbox One will be looking for a new AAA game to play and fill the void. Because the last ones they had were in March with Second Son and Titanfall. Now in Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. So this is going to fill that void, the next big AAA game that people are going to buy. Now, we already know the PS4 is selling like crazy, and the Xbox One has sold really well as well. Why wouldn't these people go and get Watch Dogs? So if you look at all of the numbers of units, the hardware that's been sold on each of those systems, it could very well be a very big event. So we'll see. You know, time will tell, but I actually think that they may be correct. A little bit arrogant about it, but they may be right. So we'll see what happens on May 27th. Couple awesome things happening for the Wii U this week. Two new games were announced, and one of which is going to be Wii U specific. There was a new Fatal Frame announced that will be coming specifically for the Wii U, and a new Skylanders that will not just be exclusively Wii U, but the interesting about that is that they are releasing on the Wii as well. So let's talk about Fatal Frame first. If you have never played the Fatal Frame series, at least one of the games, I implore you, go try it at the very least. It may not be your cup of tea, but it is so interesting, especially with horror video games or movie genre fans, which I love that stuff, especially mixed with sci-fi, but this isn't really sci-fi. It is such an interesting take, and they use photography as a gameplay element, as a core element. So I recommend going and playing it. I am super stoked about this being announced because I would go buy this day one, especially on my Wii U. Hopefully they can utilize the gamepad to be really awesome, especially with the photography side of it. It might turn out amazing. I think it would be amazing. So that's another good third-party exclusive that they're adding to the Wii U list that people say doesn't exist. And the new Skylanders was announced, and like I said, not only will it be coming to the Wii U and, you know, other consoles, it's going to be coming to the Wii as well. And Activision has stated that they always really liked the Wii, and they still think it's a really big market, especially with the casual gamers. And, you know, let's face it, little kids getting these games on the Wii, why not? And I think that's very interesting that they're doing that for the Wii. So we'll see how that goes, but I think that's really cool that Activision is standing next to them. Nintendo should be doing everything in their power to be keeping Activision happy. Everything in their power. And there was a story released earlier this week that Activision originally had gone to Nintendo solely and said, "Hey, do you want to buy this? Do you want to have exclusive rights to the Skylanders series?" And Nintendo refused. And I think this was during their arrogant stage with the Wii when they thought they were the best thing in the world. They could have had tons more money with this. So anyway, that's a whole different topic, but it's good to see Activision still showing some love to the Wii U and the Wii, so showing love to Nintendo in this. So be on the lookout for release dates on those guys. Final thing I want to talk about, it's twofold. It's Wii U sales in March, as well as the future of the Wii U. Now, it was reported that in March, only 70,000 units were moved of the Wii U, according to a user in NeoJaff, which apparently has been pretty accurate in the past. Now, the 3DS sold an estimated 159,000 units. It's still holding its own. It did drop. Both of them dropped quite a bit. But it's the 3DS is still holding its own. Now, I'm really surprised by this, as Donkey Kong Country released at the end of February, so I imagine there would be sales carried over to March. So, gotta ask, what would this be? What would cause this plummet? Because it had crept, the Wii U had crept back up to between 100,000 and 120,000 in February. Good numbers. But now it's dropped right back down to 70,000, which was below the Xbox 360. So what happened? Well, there were no really big AAA releases on the Wii U in the month of March. And it doesn't have the new factor going for it like the PS4 and Xbox One still have. The thing is this, the PS4 and the Xbox One, the gamers are very limited with their library right now. So any AAA game or any game that's going to come out that's fairly big, they're going to jump all over. Now in March, it just so happened, Second Son and Titanfall were released. Those are big. Those were huge. So of course their numbers are going to go up, and even if they didn't have those come out, they would still have the new factor going for them. It's still within the first, you know, 6-7 months or whatever. People are still going to buy games, and they're still going to buy systems because maybe now's the time to get it because, oh, now I can get a couple of these games that I wanted to try out. You know, it's been, you know, 6 or 7 months after the launch. I'll go get one now. Now's the time. The Wii U has been out for almost a year and a half. It doesn't have that new factor anymore. Now, here's the thing, and this is not just Nintendo. This is also Sony and Microsoft as well. Nintendo can only produce so many first-party titles and keep them quality. Now, they are producing quite a few in a short amount of times here. I mean, this year alone, they're putting out, what, three or four first-party titles? That's pretty good. That's pretty good for first-party titles. And they've got a couple good third-party exclusives. But the problem is, the PS4 and the Xbox One, and this is the big story with the Wii U, the PS4 and the Xbox One have third-party support to fill it in. Now, you can look at it a couple different ways. Okay, so you have a bunch of third-party games filling in the void between the AAA titles. Cool. So you fill it up with a bunch of crap, and every now and then you get a couple really, really good AAA titles in the mix there. Okay, so it just gives you the feeling of more. But regardless, that our Western minds, our mindset with gaming has become more. We need more. I want a huge, 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 huge selection, regardless of if they're crappy or not. You can have 100 games that are, you know, 90 of them are crappy and 10 are awesome, or release 10 awesome games. I want the 100 games. So, you know, I find that ridiculous, but I can understand the other viewpoint on that, the other side of it. So I understand that. Regardless of how I feel or how Nintendo feels, they've got to get with the times here, and they've got to do everything they can to win back third parties, because in our mindsets, we got to have that. We have to have that. More is better, not less. More is better. Regardless of quality, we want quantity. So Nintendo needs to step up their game. Now, this brings up the future of the Wii U. And I saw a bunch of posts of people I'm friends with on Miiverse as well. And also, there was an article by someone at Gamasutra regarding Dan Adelman, who is an indie lead guy at Nintendo, and his absence in an interview that the journalist wanted to have with him, and that Nintendo would not let him have that interview and locked it down. Now, there were some holes in it, but that's a whole different story. It brought up some very valid points. One, Nintendo cannot rely on its nostalgic group of gamers, like myself and maybe some of you listening in. The people that grew up on NES, SNES, GameCube, Nintendo 64, they cannot rely on that group of people because they're getting older. You know, I just had a child, so my gaming has gone way, way down because of that. as expected. But many gamers, the next generations, did not grow up with a Nintendo product like that. They grew up with their PS2 or their Xbox. And those were the games that they loved to play. So they can't rely on that anymore. They've done so for so long, and it's worked for them, and good for them. But they cannot rely on that anymore. The next generations are, you know, imagine the GameCube, or the, let's say the Wii and the Wii U generation. They're going to move on from Nintendo really quickly, unless you give them a reason to come back with the Wii U. You got to start with the Wii U. You got to start now. And then whatever your quality of life thing is going to be, hopefully that is incorporated in with the Wii U. So that was one valid point of that article. Another valid point is that Nintendo seems to stereotype themselves quite a bit. And it's food for thought just to think of their protocols, maybe rearrange some of their protocols. I can understand their side of it. You know, they don't want to release too much or say bad things about anybody. That's their thing. And that's fine. But they have to get with the times. They have to become a corporation that has a face, that is humanized in some way. So they have to get with that. Now, my prediction for the future of the Wii U. Mario Kart 8 will make a massive push on both hardware and software. Then, after the install base grows, some third-party devs will make some games in the following months and make some profit. Now, will it be like record numbers? No, but they're going to make profit, and they're actually going to look at the Wii U and be enticed to come back to the Wii U or make more games for the Wii U because, hey, why not? We made more profit. It wasn't in vain. Then we have other games coming out like Bayonetta 2, Sonic Boom, X, and Hyrule Warriors, and those are going to bring in some more sales and some more of the install base. And more third-party developers will come back as long as Nintendo goes out and gets them, tries to woo them, tries to bring them back. And they need to do that to an extent. They need to do that to an extent. Maybe not go crazy with it, but they need to try. Show that they actually care. Anyway, then Watch Dogs will be released in the fall, and it will show good sales on the Wii U. If it comes out in the fall, I will be getting it on Wii U, and I'm going to encourage every Wii U owner to go that route as well, to show, hey, next time, release your game at the same time, and we will buy it, and you will make profit from the Wii U owners. And it'll make a dent this time, because now there will be a larger install base because of Mario Kart 8. So Watch Dogs will release. It's not going to be as big as PS4, Xbox One sales, but I think it's still going to be very decent on the Wii U. Then Christmas comes around, and oh, now we have Smash Brothers releasing. And that's going to bring in a whole new group of people coming in and buying hardware and buying software to get prepped for 2015. Now, like I said, Nintendo has to entice these third-party developers to come back. I don't blame the third-party devs. Why would I bring my business to something that I might very well even lose money on or barely make a profit on? I would rather go to the other two consoles that I know are going to make a huge profit. Nintendo has to woo them back, and they have to start making sales. Now they've started to make, they're making the right moves. Year-long promotions with Mario Kart 8. Nintendo Direct specifically around Smash Brothers, both the 3DS and the Wii U version. They've got to promote these things. And then there are other little bit smaller third-party devs like Slightly Mad Studios. Project Cars is coming out in November. It looks amazing. If you own a Wii U and you're listening to this podcast, please reserve your copy. Get that game and show them love. They have shown love to Nintendo and specifically the Wii U. They've called it next gen. They're releasing it with the others. It looks phenomenal. So we need to support that, and we need to encourage that, and we need to encourage Nintendo making the right decisions. So I think by this time next year, Nintendo's going to be right back in the race. Now, I think the PS4 is still going to be just destroying in sales. I really do. But I think the Wii U is going to come back, and it's going to get its second wind, and it's going to get back in the race. Now, the only alternative to that is if Mario Kart 8 doesn't do well and doesn't push hardware like Nintendo wants it to, I have a very sad feeling that Nintendo will be moving on to the next console. Some people are calling it the Fusion or whatever that may be. I think it's going to hit 2015 sometime, probably mid to late 2015. My only question with that scenario would be, what about all the loyal Nintendo fans who own a Wii U? And maybe, you know, maybe they can make it up by, you know, oh, well, you have a Wii U, we'll trade it in and you only have to pay $50 for the new one. You know, I would do something like that. So anyway, I think by this time next year, the Wii U is going to be back in the race and it's going to be doing well. People will still hate on it. That's just the way it's going to be. But that's fine, because I think it's going to be doing much better. One final thing to talk about, I want to throw this out there to you guys. I'm going to be talking about this over and over and over. Next week, next Tuesday, Child of Light is released on the eShop. Go and get it. It looks awesome. It sounds awesome. The gameplay looks awesome. It's going to be fun. It's by Ubisoft. It's a third-party developer. Go and get it on your Wii U. Go and get that game. And another game to look out for is Armillo. Be on the lookout for that game. And I'm hoping soon to release a little mini-series of sorts of 3 or 4 episodes of why you should get Armillo and what type of gamer it caters to. Or, in this case, gamers. Anyway, that's it for this week. If you guys have any questions, comments, you just want to start a discussion, maybe you just want to argue and yell at me, go to the website, www.thenintendoobjective.wordpress.com. Go leave your thoughts, go view all the posts that I put up there, and show some love, guys. Until next week, have a great day.